Okay, so we have the beginning of Nitzavim. The parasha starts, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem, you're all gathered together, Le Hashem Lakechem, Rav Shach the Zon, that's how I used to always say that in the Zohar, if Le Hashem Lakechem means Rosh Hashanah. But okay, that's not relevant to us, except his iris a little bit. So it says they all gathered together, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, Kowish Yisrael, Tavchem, Nishaychem, Vigercha, Shir, Vikarif, Machanecha, Mechote, Vesecha, Choy, Meimecha. So apparently this was like an unusual event. Apparently, just plain Shan the Psukim, that even though there was very often Moshe had to give a message to all Klal Yisrael, but there was a system. The system is first you taught Shevet Levi, then you taught this, they had the Chatzreitzers, they called different groups. But here was an unusual event that Moshe Rabbeinu called everybody together, all at once. Everybody, that's why the Pasuk's pointing it out. Kulchem, Tapchem, Nishaychem, Gercha, everyone. So the question that Rashi is discussing is why? What was so special that they had to call everyone together? Why couldn't you use the normal system, right? The whole Torah was taught, Moshe taught all Christ through the whole Torah, right? He didn't go ahead and call everyone together. He taught it in groups. They divided Christ up into groups and they taught each group. So why here they had to all of a sudden, this piece of Torah had to be taught together? So Rashi has a few, two shots in, but it's less, I want to read the last shot. Davar Acher. Atem Nitzavim, Lefi, because Shehoyu Yisrael Yotzim Yiparis Aparnes, because Klal Yisrael were leaving from one Parnes to another Parnes. They were leaving from one leader to a different leader. Mimosha to Yoshua. They were going from Moshe to Yoshua. Lefikach, therefore, Otzim Asal Matseva. Now, Matseva here is a misleading word. This word Matseva does not mean normally that the word Matseva. It means from the word Nitzavim, Matseva, a gathering. Right? From the word Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim, that's the same word, Matseva. So he made this gathering, Kedei Vizarzim, in order to give the Jesus. Became also Yeshua, the same thing. Became Shmuel, his Yatzvu, right? Same word. It's of him, his Yatzvu, and Matseva. All the same word, right? For those people who didn't catch it, I didn't catch it in the beginning, first two. And I'm trying to figure out what that Matseva was doing in here. But it's not Matseva, it's the same word. It's of him, Matseva, and his Yatzvu. So the same thing, when they went from Yeshua, Moshe to Yeshua, when it went from Yeshua to this Canaan, when it went from Shmuel to Shaul, so they called a meeting of all Klal Yisrael together. Okay, that's the Rashi. A little bit ambiguous, because he doesn't explain the Havana. He just says that you know why they gathered everyone together? Because this was when Moshe is getting over to Yeshua. Whenever you give over, you call everyone together. Why? It doesn't say. Why do you call everyone together when you give over? What is so special? So I assume Pshat, I think you look around, you'll see if you look around, but I think this is Pshat, is that the Pshat is as follows, that We believe there's such a thing called Bechira Chavshas. Bechira Chavshas means that at any given moment, I could right this second, I could go ahead and do the worst Avera. I have Bechira Chavshas to rip off my yarmulke and go and eat Chazer. Right? That's Bechira Chavshas. I could also, even a Rasha Marusha could go ahead and rip off his chop, whatever, and go ahead and sit down and learn. Person has Bechira Chavshas. But even though that's true, and it's true, doesn't usually happen. It doesn't usually happen because life is what we call a conveyor belt. It's a mitzvah gereres mitzvah. There's a reason, you know, what you did yesterday affects you today. And therefore, it's very abnormal for a person in the middle of the life to make some dramatic change. Okay, they have the thing now they call that midlife crisis, right? But normally, besides for some special situation, people follow a routine. You get into a conveyor belt, and it just takes you. You join Kodo, you join the yeshiva, and next thing you know, you're 15 years later, you're, you know, the conveyor belt. And then you go into Arbat Yisrael, and then you're, you know, hopefully you stay with the same job. And whatever. Life has a way of continuing. You get married, you know, it flows. But there are certain points in life where the conveyor belt gets interrupted. And those are the most essential points in life. So what Rashi is saying is that when you make a new manic, it's a new era. Psychologically, I don't know whether practically speaking, for the Hamon Am, you know, or when so many people, did they make a difference in if Moshe was a manic or Yeshua is a manic? A lot of people probably never spoke to Moshe, never spoke to Yeshua. Same thing with Sho and Shmuel. I'm sure there were many, many people, the vast majority of people in Klal Yisrael, never had a private audience with Shmuel and never had a private audience with Moshe. But psychologically, there's a new era. The era of Shmuel HaNavi has come to an end. A new tkufa. The 1900s are over. It's starting the 20,000s. Okay. You know, it's psychological. There's something new about this era. So that's a moment of time where this conveyor belt breaks. And Memeda, it's a danger. People can all of a sudden go do much more of theirs, and vice versa. It works the other way too, obviously. If there's not that conveyor belt, so you're free from the conveyor belt of Averis. You know, I might have been, in the previous era, I was a certain position in society, but now it's a new era. I can start fresh. Right? In other words, even though we always say every day you can start fresh, but it's not really so true. Because, you know, there's a pressure, there's a society. Again, I have my people that know me, but when the changing of the guard, so to speak, it's a new society, so psychologically a person feels he can start fresh. And therefore, you have to have chizik. And the way to give chizik, Rashi says, he wanted to give chizik, is to make the matzeva, gathering everyone together. It's a very impressive, you know, it makes a bigger impression because everyone's together. So it's some kind of emotional thing. Or, wow, there's so many people here. We're making this giant gathering. So therefore, it adds chizik. Okay, that's what Rashi's saying. Okay, I wanted to make, that's what I think the Pashup Shah in Rashi. I don't think I said any chiddush, I just said Pashup Shah. So I wanted to say one shmooze and then one deher. The shmooze is a typical shmooze that we always say, and the most common, easiest, elementary shmooze, is we stop and we say, who are we talking about? Right? Assume everyone knows that. But if you're not, you're going to have to find out soon. So basically, it's one thing when you're talking about a bunch of, you know, people, low people, but this is, we're talking here of Klal Yisrael 40 years after the Midbar. What happened in the Midbar? The whole purpose of 40 years in the Midbar was that they were, the Torah Chazal say, nitna Torah el oichle man. The highest, this was the ultimate kodol. There was no distractions. They learned day and night. They didn't have to worry about anything about gashmias. They didn't have to worry anything about food. They didn't have to worry about clothing. There was no external interference. They were literally in a bubble, not like our bubble, right? No, they're in the midbar. No hashpah, no nothing. They see nisim every day, right? The mon every day, Anani Kavan every day. They have Moshe Rabbeinu teaching him Torah. So you have the greatest people. That's what Chazal said. The Mepharshim say Hashem intentionally, it wasn't just a punishment to be in the midbar 40 years, but it was because Hashem wanted, the Das Kanim said this, that Hashem wanted before they went to Eretz Yisrael, they should reach the highest Madrega Kemat possible. So they spent 40 years working themselves. Finally, they reached that Madrega. Okay, now you're ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. So you take this person who just finished his 40 years kodo in the highest level, say, okay, we're going to have a chizuk speech. You know, I would tell a guy, I'm going to learn. Keep your chizuk speech for someone else. You know, I don't need chizuk. You know, so the first shmooze that's pretty obvious is that everybody needs chizuk. And even this thing like this, that the fact that you get everyone together, which who cares? It's intellectually, it doesn't make a difference. There's no intellectual maida if you put everyone together or you don't put everyone together. It doesn't make any added maida. It doesn't intellectually do anything, but it's an emotional gimmick. Wow, you get everyone together. Everyone's here. Mechote Vesecho. We got even the janitors are here. Wow, that's amazing. It somehow gives a certain chashiva. So this Godo Adar, this person who's been learning for 40 years, he needs that added hisoiris to give him the chizik. Right? So that's itself as a shtiko shmooze that a person can say, you know, I heard it already. I don't need the shmooze. When you have a shmooze, I'm not going to, you know, I notice, I want to say, but sometimes during the Shabbos shmooze, I see some big masmidim sitting in the base medrash. I don't need to go to the shmooze. We'll dun them the kaf schus. That's because they're such masmidim, and they feel they don't need the shmooze because they're in a high madrega and they don't want a battle. So it's not true. Everybody could use chizik. It's also not derech eretz, and not, you know, not... Even if it would be true, it wouldn't be right anyway, because it's not derech eretz. But the ma'isa, but besides which, it's not true. You see, even the people, the Dorodea, 40 years in the Midbar, and they needed chizik. That's what Farish Rashi. Why call them together? And they had to make this whole gimmick of a matzeva, get everyone together, big party. Why? So Rashi says, because they needed zeras, they needed extra chizik, they needed an extra injection. Okay. So that's shmooze number one. Shmooze number one is that everybody can get you zeras. But I think there's a separate point, which is why I picked this Rashi. We explained Shat. What's why Dafka now? So he said, because when it's a new era, that's when people can either shoot up or flop down. It's a new era. So it's a very important realization that the guys now, especially for the people that are going from high school to Beis Medrash, this is much more a new era than from Shmuel to Shaul and from Moshe to Yeshua. It's your whole life is changing. You're going from high school to Beis Medrash. It's high school and Beis Medrash are worlds apart. It's a total different environment, a whole different setting. If psychologically, we're saying Shan and Rashi, that when a person goes, oh, he feels, you know, even they were talking about the street cleaner who never sees Moshe, who never saw Yeshua, who never is going to speak to Shaul, who never going to speak to Shmuel, but psychologically he feels it's a new era. So maybe I'll act differently. So surely when a person goes from high school to Beis Medrash, this is a time where a person can hear, you can change everything, and we've seen that. There were I know so many cases, guys who were in high school were the class clown. They never learned a word in their lives, literally. And they come to Beis Medrash, and they changed. They became the biggest masmid, because this is the opportunity. But the scary thing is, if you miss it, you miss it. And that's the point. This is the chance. That's what Rashi said. There are certain points in time that you get this opportunity. The opportunity is when it's a new era. When you go from one manik to another, that's when people change. Okay. I just quoted my people that just say this out clearly. There's a Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram was the Rav of Kovna before the war. He has a Sefer, Taras HaMishpacha. It's not a commonly owned Sefer. I have it somewhere in my office, but I could not find it, so I quoted the quote. Chaim Chayt in Israel printed it up. I don't think it's in print at all, really. But he printed it up. I don't know where he found it. But anyway, it says here, Yesh Yasek Adam Pisum. There's sometimes a person can be kind of Berega Echon Misugo. There are certain moments in life that are Misugo. Misugo means that they lend itself. Mashalo Yasek Beshivim Shnos Chayev. It's an amazing thought. You have a moment, one moment in your life, that you have an opportunity that you can do more than all 70 years of your life. There are certain times like that, and it's the way it is. There are certain times, for 70 years goes, it's a conveyor belt. So there's a certain amount what you can do. You know, how much can you change? It's a mitzvah gereres mitzvah, very gereres avera. You did yesterday, you did today, you do the same. But then there's a moment, there's a rega in your life which you have the misugo, now you can do amazing. You can, psychologically, I think it's psychological, maybe it's mystical, maybe it's some kind of ruach hatayra that Hashem gives you, I don't know. But there's certain seconds, rega echad, that you can do more accomplishment than 70 years. Yesh kona olama b'sho'acha. Sometimes it's also a special mitzvah that comes your way. Ooh, but I don't think he means that. I think he means that he says, he means in Moshe, because you see where he talks. Shmegiyat adam rega muroimem kizem. Muroimem means that you feel uplifted. It's like he says it. Yasika adam pisam. All of a sudden you get this feeling. I get this cloud carried away. But you have to use it. Below your fano. Now, there's sometimes it can just come in the middle of nowhere. That's what he's saying. Someday you can wake up one morning, and all of a sudden all the clouds clear, and you feel this amazing clarity of the purpose of life. Why today yes and yesterday no? Doesn't make sense. That's what he's saying. That there are certain moments in life that you can, that they're for some reason. He's saying a little different than we're saying. He's saying that there's some, we don't know why. It comes pisom. All of a sudden, for some moment, there's a moment in life that you get this inspiration, you get clarity, and you can do more than in 70 years. But I'm saying, and based on our Rashi, that there are certain moments that you can plan that you know it. And that's the moment when you're changing. Okay. Just a continuation, Rav Zaitchik has the same idea. Rav Zaitchik's Hebrew is a little difficult, Rav Zaitchik, but we'll try and read it. This is Kishemargish Sharafe Machshavto Hamusarim. When you feel the flickerings of your Musar thoughts, or the Maschidim Lispatach, that is starting to open in your mind. Umashu Neda, and some little thing of Haifalutim, Misrakim, is being woven, Nerag, and also, well, Noirab and Mechon, I think. Your brain, all of a sudden, you're thinking some highfalutin thoughts. You know, for some reason, again, he's not explaining why, you feel certain more spiritual, and you have these lofty thoughts that you don't usually have. Don't stop even to talk. Don't interrupt by talking. This should be a rule. A very strong foundation. She'ein lozes mimeno, never to leave. Mi yodea, who knows? Kama yitziros machshavtos niflos. How many brilliant creations and thoughts and iskavis and highfalutins. Hochul ibud, were lost to humanity. People had these inspirations and they were just wasted with a timyon and for nothing. After Glaude, only for this reason, Shemakoleim lo Nizru Bishas Chirunam, that the people that were having it weren't careful at the time of birth. And you know, they got distracted. They allowed themselves to do, okay, I'll come to it in a minute. First I have to finish supper, and then I'll hear about this inspiration. Vihipidam, and therefore they like miscarriage. Moshe Lamadar Vedaime, the Makshav Nigias. Kinor show Eze Umenele, you're going up spiritually high and you're emotional high because you're listening to this beautiful music. You have to be a music lover to understand this, and you're hearing this amazing music, it's so beautiful, and you're mamish sitting in the heavens, you know, with the, you're listening and you're shuckling and you're whatever. Upislin Yobo Mashu Vyitzuk Vimako Chovlim Al Nime Akir. And somebody's going to come and interrupt it with some noise. You're going to bang on the kinur, the kinur is a violin, exactly. What? Harp, okay. Harp. So I'll bang on it and just make some terrible squeaky noise. Yeah! You know. So it ruins the whole atmosphere and the whole, and then it's lost. You lost it. Okay. So what the Vort is saying is that there are certain things, it's an amazing, amazing concept, that there's moments in your life, even though we obviously, every second you have Bechira, but there are only special moments that you can really change your life. In theory, you can always change. I want to say, but in practice, it's obviously in theory it's possible, but it's very, very difficult. Sometimes it does happen that a person is able to do even the difficulty. But for most people, in most times of life just goes on. It's very hard for them to change themselves. And it just has they do today what they did yesterday, and yes, what they did the day before. Maybe they do a drop better. You daven like you daven yesterday. You bench like you bench yesterday. You learn like you learned yesterday. Okay, you try and improve a little bit. But there are certain moments. So the Dvar Avram is saying that it's just, sometimes it can come pissum. You get this emotional, you don't know where it came from. You know, all of a sudden you get the lightning. They say the out there in Navarik described it as lightning, that sometimes it's pitch dark and then there's lightning. The lightning lasts for 1 second, but he says if you have lightning, you can see. And then when the lightning goes away, if you took advantage of the lightning, so now you know where everything is. You know, if you're in a pitch dark room and you want to know where everything is, you can't. And also you have a second of lightning, so you got to be mizareh, take advantage, and then you got it. So that's sort of what the Dvar Avram is saying, that occasionally you get these lightnings. Occasionally you get this, for some reason, I can't fathom why, I got some uplifting thought. That's really what the Rav Zaychik is saying too, and you have to really make sure you grab onto them. But the Maisa, there are certain logical reasons that cause it. Obviously Rosh Hashanah is a logical reason. Person at the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you say, okay, I'll do tshuva after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It doesn't work. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the time to get inspired. And if you don't grab in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're not going to get it later. It's either Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or forget it, you know, till next Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's generally the way it works. I don't want to say for sure, because Chas V'Shalom, but usually, if you don't take the inspiration of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you got to wait for next year. And there's a tremendous opportunity. What the Rashi is saying is when there's a new era, and I really think, and I've seen this from experience, the guys have to know that now, very likely, I suspect more than any other time in their life, when you get married too a little bit, but not so much. When you get married, you're sort of also, you're like stuck, you know, when you're committed to what your past, you're committed to other people. But when you go from high school to Beis Medrash, for most people, that is the greatest opportunity in their lives for change. You can change everything. It's a new beginning. So you don't have to be the same person. You want to be completely changed. You can be a totally different person. No one's stopping you. And psychologically, your person feels that way too. It's a whole new beginning. It's the same thing. It's a kal v'chomer. But I'm saying, if a guy felt, because I'm going from Shmuel to Shaul, like, so what? Going from Moshe to Yeshua. It's not the same Torah, same everything. But that's when a person feels a change. So when a person has this psychological change, we have to grab onto it. That's what the Rav Ram says. You have to grab the opportunity, not to mess it up, not to miss it. You have this once-in-a-lifetime chance. You miss it, you miss it. That's the way it is in life. Sometimes you miss an opportunity, you miss it. Okay, hopefully still a little bit comes again. But this is the golden opportunity that people have, Baruch Hashem, and you have to take advantage. I just want to, in conclude, it's just a I think it's a little bit inspiring. Maybe it's not. When I first came to yeshiva, and my first year out of high school, I was in Eretz Yisrael. My father had a sabbatical, whatever. So the whole family went to Eretz Yisrael. And at that time, Rav David Harris was learning in Chofetz, in Eretz Yisrael also, in the yeshiva. So he was still in the Kodol, but he was near the end of the Kodol. So I remember him coming over and telling me, "I'm jealous of you. You get to start from fresh now." Okay. Didn't do a good enough job. But that's the idea. You know, everybody, I'm jealous of you guys. You guys have the chance. You know, we old timer, we blew it already. Okay, maybe we didn't blow it fully, but we blew whatever we blew. But you get a chance to start from the beginning. You could do everything right. This is, you know, a new beginning. Person has a new beginning. You got to go ahead and take advantage. Start things right. It's almost irrelevant what you did in high school. It's irrelevant if you learned, if you didn't learn, if you don't. I mean, I hope it's a little relevant if you learn. But it's not. A person has the ability to start to break all bad habits and to go ahead and really go ahead and reach tremendous heights. Like he says, so you can do more now than it can take you sometimes 70 years otherwise.